Chapter 6. The bird took Pinocchio to the sea. Geppetto couldn't find Pinocchio on land, so now he was looking for Pinocchio out at sea. Pinocchio jumped into the water to find his father.
"I am coming, father," he said.
But the sea is a big place, and Pinocchio could not find Geppetto. Pinocchio was lost in the middle of the sea. He was terribly sad, tired, and hungry. A friendly dolphin came to help him.
"I will take you to land," said the dolphin.
"The sea is no place for a small boy like you. There is a big shark here who will eat you up."
The dolphin took Pinocchio to a land that was very busy. The people were very happy there, but they worked hard all day. Pinocchio was hungry. A man came by who was pulling a cart.
"Will you give me a coin to buy some food?" Pinocchio asked the man.
"Help me pull this cart, and I will give you 4 coins, said the man.
The cart looked very heavy, and Pinocchio shook his head.
"No," he said, "that is too much work for me."
"Then you will stay hungry," said the man.
Next, another man came by. He was carrying several heavy bags.
"Will you give me a coin to buy some food?" Pinocchio asked the man.
"Help me carry these bags, and I will give you 2 coins, said the man.
The bags looked very heavy, and Pinocchio shook his head.
"No," he said, "that is too much work for me."
"Then you will stay hungry," said the man.
Next, a woman came by. She was carrying 2 heavy jugs.
"Will you give me a coin to buy some food?" Pinocchio asked her.
"Carry one of my jugs, and I will give you some food at my house," said the woman.
The jugs looked very heavy, and Pinocchio shook his head.
"No," he said, "that is too much work for me."
"Then you will stay hungry," said the woman. "Are you sure you won't carry one of my jugs?"
Pinocchio was very hungry.
"Okay," he said, "I will carry one of your jugs."
The jug was very heavy. It was very difficult to carry. When they got to the woman's house, Pinocchio was exhausted.
"You did a good job, Pinocchio," said the woman. "Come and have some food."
Pinocchio ate his food. It made him feel much better. When he looked at the woman, he saw she had blue hair.
"It is you," he said, "my fairy."